Hello and welcome to Power Pitches. I am Joshua Rand and I'm with my co-host Riaz Ahmed.
I'm Riaz. Today we'll be interviewing some special guests on the World Cup and what they think will happen.
For this podcast, we gathered information throughout a questionnaire where we asked some questions like, are you keeping predictions for the World Cup? In our class, out of four people, we got one answer for yes and three answers for no. But even if the people aren't interested in football or the World Cup, they might still enter for the sweepstake. Just in case anyone is wondering, according to the Mail Online football page, a World Cup sweepstake is where contestants draw a nation from a random hat, and whatever nation they get, that's what nation they will be supporting throughout the World Cup. If the nation wins at the World Cup, the person will win a cash prize handed in by all the contestants. Although, for our sweepstake, there is no cash prize. We have done a sweepstake in our media class. Now we will be interviewing guests from our Level 2 Creative Media class to find out what they think about the class sweepstake and the World Cup. Let's begin. Question 1. Who do you think will win the World Cup and why?
I really want to say England because I feel like they were robbed of the Euros. But the reality is I think Brazil.
Question 2. Who was your pick in the Hotwood Hall World Cup sweepstake and are you confident with your team?
Right, well, I'm in two sweeps. I'm in the Level 2 media one and it's the USA. And no, I am not confident because they have already gone home. However, in the staff sweep, I've got Morocco and Switzerland.
Or is it Serbia?
No, it's definitely Switzerland. And I think I'm still in.
Question 3. Who do you think will score the most goals in this World Cup?
Rashford, is it Rashford?
Yeah, Rashford.
Let me get his name right.
I think he scored like 4 goals this season, this tournament.
He's one of our best players, isn't he?
He's had a great start to this tournament already. He scored like 4 goals already, just in 4 games. Saka's already scored 3 goals in 3 games he's played already as well. So, but the England players could be a very good. And for the last question now, who do you think will be the most underrated team in this tournament?
It's a bit surreal because there's been quite a few underdogs come forward and get through, and you just think, wow,
You had Japan beat Germany. You got Belgium out as well with Germany. You got, who else is out? I think you got Saudi Arabia beat Argentina in the first game.
I mean, again, another underdog, isn't it?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. Well, thank you, Kelsey, for having us.
No, you're more than welcome.
Question 1. Who do you think will win the World Cup and why?
I want England to win the World Cup because I'm born in this country. I love this country. Yeah, I wanted to see it succeed. But since the Euro game, how people reacted when England lost, I don't want England to win with that kind of attitude, with that kind of behaviour. If there is another country I want to win, it's probably Brazil or Argentina. Yep.
Question 2. Who was your pick in the Hotwood Hall World Cup sweepstake and are you confident with your team?
I believe I got Australia and Serbia and no, I am not confident at all. Australia did go through to round of 16,
yeah,
but they got knocked out by France. Honestly, I thought Australia was a dark horse in the knockout stages. Didn't expect them to go through. I had no hope for them. And Serbia, didn't even watch any Serbia game. Had no hope for them. Are they in the World Cup? Are they in the round 16s?
I think they're not.
Highly doubt it. Nah, they're not.
Question 3. Who do you think will achieve the most goals in the World Cup?
Oh, definitely Brazil. Or England. Brazil or England. They've been scoring bangers after bangers. Have you seen that Brazil versus South Korea game?
Yeah.
Just in the first half, they scored 4 goals.
Brazil is doing well. But
so good.
They're the only two that are actually doing really good.
Yeah.
So hopefully one of them wins. Question 4.
Yep.
Who do you think will be the most underrated team in this tournament?
So far, it was Japan until they got knocked out. I believe against Croatia. Yeah. They got knocked out by Croatia in penalties. Yeah. They were underrated. Like, didn't expect them at all. They did beat Germany and Spain. That's crazy how they beat both them teams. Big teams and they just won against them.
Thank you, Shaino, for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
And I hope the team you support wins. England,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hope they win.
Question 1. Who do you think will win the World Cup and why?
I think France. Because they got the most stat squad and they got Mbappe, who's an absolute tank.
Probably we have a good chance, but we do face them on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got Maguire at the back.
He's playing all right.
Yeah, unless he turns it to Plan Ferdinand again like he did with USA.
Yeah.
That's the only chance we got.
Question two. Who was your pick in the Hot Rod Hall World Cup sweepstakes, and are you confident with your team?
Denmark and Portugal. No.
You're not confident with Portugal?
No, I don't think they'll win it. I just don't see Portugal winning. I see Denmark winning, though.
Question three. Who do you think will achieve the most goals in this World Cup?
France.
Because of Mbappe.
Yeah.
I reckon England will... Yeah, we've already got like 12 goals already in four games. Same with Brazil. They've got like 10, 12 maybe already. France actually have a good... run already. Mbappe scored two the other day, didn't it? Against South Korea.
Yeah.
With those two. Question four. Who do you think will be the most underrated team within this tournament?
I think England.
We haven't won it in almost 6 years. And we're doing pretty strong. Rashford's performing well for the club as well.
Yeah, we have the potential to win it as well. It's just
England do definitely have a chance. If we lose against France, obviously we're out, I feel like France will win it. But if we win against France,
We definitely have a good shot.
Thank you for joining us today.
Question one. Who do you think will win the World Cup and why?
As much as I'd like to see England win the World Cup, to see it come home after this many years, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's rather going to go to either France or Brazil, because obviously France won the World Cup in 2018 and Brazil's one of the top teams in the world, so it's got to be one of them.
Do you think there's any chance that it will come home?
I mean, if they train hard enough and they still have the support of the many who like chant England, then yeah, it's more likely to.
There is a chance, but Brazil is also doing really well. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, if you've seen the last match, they did really well. Question two. Who was your pick in the Hobart Hall World Cup sweepstakes, and are you confident with your team?
Well, my picks for the sweepstakes were Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. At first, I wasn't as impressed with them. But after seeing their performance in qualifiers, I felt a bit more optimistic. But obviously now they've been eliminated, so
they're gone. So
there's not much hope. Yeah, they're both out.
Question three. Who do you think will achieve the most goals in this World Cup?
I reckon Portugal. Because obviously they got Ronaldo, and he's a very impressive striker.
Yeah.
If like any of the other countries want to stand a chance against him, they need to put their best defenders in.
Question four. Who do you think will be the most underrated team in this tournament?
I'd say the Netherlands, to be honest. Because obviously they're part of Group 1. Yeah. They did the best in their specific group and they were one of the first to qualify for the top 16. I was pleasantly surprised by that because I had no idea that they were that skilled.
Mm.
And to have already gone on to the quarterfinals to face Croatia in the next match.
So, well, thank you, Sam, for having us.
Now, after 2 weeks, the World Cup has finally ended. And these were the answered results involving the World Cup players and our official World Cup sweepstakes. The official World Cup sweepstakes winner of 2022 was Connor, who had some great picks, with one of the teams being Morocco and the second team being the World Cup winners Argentina, with one of the best games of football to ever be played, involving the greatest player of all time, Lionel Messi, to lift the World Cup and making history. Now with the results for the questionnaire. Who was the Golden Boot winner? The Golden Boot winner was obviously Mbappe, who scored an insane amount of goals. He scored 8 goals within only 7 games for France this World Cup and had a big impact on the final. Question 2. Who was the most underrated team? My opinion for the most underrated team was definitely Morocco, because they had an incredible World Cup, obviously kicking out nations such as Belgium, Spain and Portugal in the quarterfinals. And who I thought was going to win the World Cup, I said, obviously, England, but my second choice was Argentina.
Thank you for listening to the Power Pitchers podcast.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you and see you later.